We do this to be reminded what we just did in worship. I was eating Jesus. That's what I was doing. I was drinking the blood. You know, and my prayer is, as we do this, we would encounter greatness. That's my heart's desire. My heart desire is I want to encounter greatness. Jesus is great. I don't want to just saying Jesus is great. I want to experience the power. That's what I want. That's what I want. If there's one thing I long for, I want to experience the power. I know it's real. And I want that for all of us. I want all of us to experience the power that raised him up from the dead. Anyhow, I don't know how to do this thing, but I'll get it. I will get it later. Amen. Amen. Won't you wave to your neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Amen. God is good, man. Oh, wow. He's good all the time. He is good. I don't even know what time it is. I tell you, this is one of those services. It's like, if it would be for me, I would keep going. But it's not all about me. I hope you guys are blessed today. Are you blessed? Yeah, He wants to come and minister to us. He wants to come and minister to each one of us here. So as we're getting ready to do our Bible bowl, don't let your heart be troubled. It is something we're going to do to have fun, okay? I don't know if we're going to, if Dan, if you can get me some background music or something like that, maybe on the computer, you know. But it's just going to be fun, all right? And then if for those of us that are not part of a cell yet, just sit back and enjoy it and enjoy what's gonna take place. But before we go into this, I want to thank everybody, and I'm going to ask, let's clap for everybody that gave their time this week to pray. Let's do that. And my challenge to you is continue it. Okay? Keep it up. I don't know about you. Does any, you know, we don't, but yeah, maybe one or two people, anybody want to give a testimony about how it was for you to pray this week every hour? I mean, not every day at the same hour. Yeah, you should be praying every hour, but, you know. But I'll tell you my experience. It was really good. I did a fast this week. I didn't sleep in my bedroom. I slept in my office. Yeah, it was really good because, I mean, of course, you know, I tried the first night, Sunday night, I put my alarm for 11:30. Of course, you know, you fall asleep 9:30, 10 o'clock. At night, and then you wake up, and then when you wake up, you feel like, oh man. I tell you guys, this week, the sleep was extra special. I mean, why, when I really want to pray, I feel like, man, I can't because I want to sleep. You see, sometimes you got to drag your body in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, if certain result you need in your spiritual life, you have to drag. Now, just imagine my spirit dragging my body. My spirit is like, let's go. I'm excited. Let's go spend time with the Lord. And then my body is like, oh, I mean, it's like sleep is so good. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, my body's, I felt the fight. I pray all the time. Sometimes I can't sleep and I wake up and I know, okay, I'm just going to go and sit around and read my Bible or pray or seek the Lord for something. But because I said this week, I have a purpose. I'm going to seek the Lord. I pray for each one of you. I pray, I'm like, God. I mean, and the other experience I had was, I said, one night, I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to listen. That was hard. Because when we quiet ourselves, that's when our mind goes crazy with everything else you got to do, with all your responsibilities. So for me, it was a very, very refreshing time to be in prayer midnight. You know, and I think about everybody else. I'm like, if it's midnight and it's that 1 o'clock, 1:30, sometimes I do it longer, but I look at the list. I'm like, okay, Jim's praying here. Ursel and Bernie, okay. You know, I'm praying for you guys. I'm like, yeah, God, do it. Does anybody wants to share their experience, how it was for them? Anybody? Yeah, Captain.
With that, I wasn't on the schedule, but I found I woke up various hours, ungentlemanly hours. But one of the things that was particularly it was refreshing, stimulating, and motivating was knowing that I get up the hour, I pick up my phone and it's okay, pull up the list, okay, who's on right now, and knowing that during that time I was connected with you and with you. And all these people, the people that were on the list at whatever hour that was, knowing that we were operating together. And so, every Sunday there's a different little mix of who's here and who's not. But
amen.
Right at that moment, knowing that, okay, maybe it's just two, but I tell you what, how many does he call for him to be there?
Amen.
Two or three in his name. So amen. To know that at whatever hour that was, that I joined in, there were at least two.
Amen.
And it was made for a wonderful experience, and to know that we, as a body, we were making sure things were covered. Hey, yeah. We're stuck in this earth with all these other things around, calling around and making sure that the slots were filled in. Yeah. Hey, tell you what, that too says that's awesome. This is a body.
Yeah.
That we are a congregation. That we are His.
It's good. Thank you. One more person. Anybody? How was your experience praying this week? All right, nobody else. Let's move on. Why should you pray? You need to communicate with God. I think I told you in one of my emails this week, prayer is communication. So how would you love it or like it if you had a friend every time you get together, they never stop talking? some of you might have a friend like that. They're always talking about themselves. Or they're always talking. They always have something to say. And then when you try to say something, or they cut you off, they talk. You wouldn't like that. And this week, I think something I got another revelation about it. And prayer is not only coming and tell God all about your troubles, all about your request, because we do have requests. But do you also know God has requests? He does. God has some stuff for you and me to do as well. So therefore, in my friendship with God, when I go and talk to Him, or as a matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, never stop praying. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you In other words, never stop talking to God. In other words, never stop listening. Never stop talking. Never stop listening. Never stop communicating with God. And never stop allowing yourself to be in a position when He communicates for you to understand and listen. Because you know God's still speaking, but there are certain things that prevent us or block our hearing. And sin is one of them. Hatred is one of them. Unforgiving is one of them. Gossiping is one of them. So please, never stop praying. You need to communicate with God. You know, prayer, be reminded that prayer is talking with God. But also it is giving God the opportunity for Him to talk to you too. So as we continue, yes, you want to say something? Yes. Come up here. Sorry. Because, well, we have some people online that would love to hear what you have to say.
The thing I found so special was just taking time to listen, because we talk a lot. But it was less, His presence was just there when you just gave it, because we had an hour. So I thought, oh, I listened for a long time. That was great. And I felt His presence. Amen. And it just could feel the Holy Spirit there. So. And mine was at 1 o'clock. So, but I made it, you know, every night. Because at first I set a clock, and then I would remember. And then I would turn around, and the time was gone. And yeah. I could still say more. So thank you very much.
Yes, God bless you. Yes, amen. See, that's another thing. See how fast the hour went by? Yeah, Bernie, say something.
We had the 1 to 2 time slot, and I'm willing to sell it for a penny. I'll also donate to your favorite charity so that I don't have to get up at 1 o'clock again. Okay? I remember some 20, 30 years ago when I was involved with Emmaus that I was called and asked to pray. And I said, sure, anytime. And then they told me I had to pray for 2 hours. And I said, 2 hours. And I realized that once I started praying those 2 hours, the time, just like Ursula said, just kind of went by. And it is just wonderful to take time and talk to the Lord for 2 hours and stuff. So many subjects can be covered and so many things you don't do in your normal prayer time. So as I said, I'm ready to do it again, but not at 1 o'clock. Okay.
We got the message, Bernie. Thank you. Yeah, my wife said last night, I got my husband back. Thank you, Lord. Next time, give Peter the 12 o'clock. Yeah. You have fellowship and communion with God through prayer. So love prayer. Love to pray. A prayerless church is a dead church. A prayerless Christian life is a dead life. I talk a lot about read your Bible. So the more you know God's will, the easier it is for you to pray. Because when I pray, pretty much I pray God's will. And then therefore, the Bible says the Holy Spirit prays through us. That's why some of you, I don't know whatever teaching you got on the Holy Spirit that messed up the speaking in tongues, I'm going to teach on that. I'm going to, because I believe it is one of the tools, spiritual tools. Satan doesn't understand you when you're speaking in tongues. Mm-mm. And there's nothing weird. People mix their emotions about the Holy with the Holy Spirit and make it spooky and weird. But there's nothing wrong about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't possess you. He gives you gifts. The Holy Spirit is gentle. So when He gives you gifts, He gives it to you for a purpose. You know, so pray. I have a song. Keep on praying. in the spirit. I told you, I have a song for every pretty much everything. Keep on praying. That's an old Hosanna song, right? Keep on praying. I sang in English before I could speak English. Before I even knew what the song meant. Because, you know, I'm a singer, guitar. So I learned a lot of English songs, and I didn't speak English. I almost got in trouble because I learned a song, "All My Exes Live in Texas." And then, of course, here I am. I'm taking my girlfriend out in my car. I'm taking my girlfriend at George Strait. I told you guys, I told Roxy the other day, my favorite country singer is George Strait. Because, I don't know, he's the first guy I knew that sing country. I didn't even speak English. You know, so I'm taking my girlfriend out, and I put in the car, you know, it's English song. I don't speak English, all right? And then the song I'm playing is like, "She said she had enough of me. I've had enough of her too." You know, I'm like, I mean, and that song's got a very nice guitar solo in it. And I'm like, man, that's my favorite part. You know, it's crazy. So I do have a song for everything. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. I read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, "Pray for me." I'm going to pray for you, but Paul told the church to pray for me. Pray for me too. And I'm going to tell you this morning, please pray for me. I pray for you. Please remind me in your prayers. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for everyone, Jews and Gentiles. And this is not a verse, just a verse I'm reciting. I'm just telling you. Please pray for me that I would not compromise the truth, as it's getting harder and harder for preachers to make a bold stand. I would not compromise. I would not compromise. I'm going to speak the truth in love. I'm going to lead God's people according to the way I should do it. 1 Peter 4:7 says, "The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers." I praise God and I thank you for your discipline this week, because it does take discipline, right? You know, four in the afternoon to 5 o'clock. That's like, man, it takes discipline. If you're not disciplined, you won't pray. So it takes discipline. Just like you got to wake up to work, to go to work. You got to, certain things you got to do in this life. You know, there's no choice. I'd say make prayer. Don't give yourself a choice. I got to pray. My life depends on it. I have to spend time with the Lord. I mean, not because I'm a preacher, a lot of people depend on me spiritually. No, not that. For my own sanity. I mean, for me to keep life perspective for me to live, I gotta pray. I need Jesus. I'm desperate for Jesus. I need him to be a good husband. I need him to be a good father. I need him to be a good citizen. I need him to be a good pastor. I do. And I'd say the same thing for you. You need God. You need Jesus to live a holy life. So the end of the world is coming soon. So therefore, I'm repeating again, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show love, deep love and affection for one another. Keep your love on. Accept that people are different. Accept that people might have a different view than you do. Accept that, you know what, not everybody likes pizza. Right? Everybody likes pizza. Okay, all right, let me take that back. Accept that not everybody likes broccoli. Cauliflower. salad, whatever. But I say to you, you got the message. People are different. And give people room to be human. Give people room to fail. Give people room. Especially, you and I don't have the magic wonder little stick to like, ding, ding, change. Ding, say it like I do. You know? We don't have that. If we did, the first place we would try would be on us. See, you can't change yourself. It is all by the Lord's grace. And even all of us here, you have the desire to serve God. If you do, thank God, because that's the Lord working in you. Cheerfully share your home with those who needs a meal. I hate COVID-19, and it will pass. I pray against it every day. COVID-19 is driving people away from each other, separating people, you know? I pray that the Lord will continue to protect his people and heal those that have been affected by it, the nurses, the doctors, to keep them safe. Our brother here at the hospital, you know, some of you guys are you front line. We pray that the Lord's covering will be over you. You know? God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have a gift of speaking? Then speak as the Lord himself would be speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with an open heart. Do it with strength and energy. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Pray so God can meet your needs and the needs of others. Through prayer, God can work on earth. If you don't pray, you tie the hands of God. So please, let us release the hands of God. And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, God, what's the strategy for this year? He's like, first week, prayer, release my hands. That's what I'm doing. I'm releasing the hands of God. And guess what? Be ready, because your life's going to be rocking. I pray that you will experience God in ways you've never experienced him before. I've seen. And that's when I go to God, I'm like, okay, Father, I've seen you do it. You've done it in my life. I know you can. Even yesterday, you were watching something, a testimony. There's a kid, like, what's your grandson's name? Carson. When he came up here, that's Crosby. Okay, one of them. Yeah. but then the Bible says in the mouth of the children, the name of the Lord will be praised. You know, a kid just reciting something at the church, and bam, the Holy Spirit just like, I mean, just start praising the name of the Lord, prophesying. God is real. You know? So, I said in one of my email, why should a church service be boring? That's why today, our services are not boring, and I thank the Lord. That's why today we're going to do something to spice it up. And let me pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst. And as we move to the next thing, we ask that your name would be glorified and we all would have a good time and your name would be glorified once again. And even as we done, finish and go and eat together, Lord God, we ask a blessing over this food. Thank you for Donna and Kelly and everybody else that works and bought something for us to commune together. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that opportunity we have to still being able to meet and do this in Jesus' name. And if you agree, you say amen. Amen. All right, so I'm going to turn it over to